Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
We are halfway home on a Friday afternoon, our last campus visit of the season. We still have a few more shows on Friday. Don't forget that. We're in Tuscaloosa for the Iron Bowl, and we just had a great first half with so many important guests. We covered the Lane Kiffin story with Chris Lowe. In case you weren't with us, Chris Lowe believes it's down to Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze for the Auburn job, a decision perhaps as early as Sunday or Monday. We are joined by Ashley Woods, I think making, your fifth appearance?
Yeah.
The program. Former Crimson and White editor who is now with the 1956 magazine. And Blake Beiler from the Crimson and White. Great to see both of you. Blake, since you... This is your first appearance. Good afternoon. And what's it like this week? What has it been like this week on campus getting ready for the Iron Bowl?
Yes, sir. It's been good. There's just a lot of energy around campus. The Iron Bowl is always an exciting time of year. There's that really big, just the hatred, honestly, between fan bases that you really can't miss with the in-state rivalry and just a lot of excitement around the game.
Ashley, you've seen a few. The critics, the pundits like me, are not describing this as one of the most intense meetings. What do you think of this season finally coming to a regular season, finally coming to an end tomorrow? And what's the season been like?
Yeah, I've covered a few Iron Bowls. I was at the 4 OT Thriller last year. I had the privilege of covering that. Anytime Alabama and Auburn meet, whether no matter how their seasons win, it's always a fight. They're always going to play their hardest. So I'm expecting a pretty tough game. I'm expecting Cadillac Williams to bring his team prepared, and I'm expecting Nick Saban to also have his team prepared for tomorrow because they don't like each other, like Blake said, and they don't want to lose. They don't want to lose this game. This game is very important to both sides. So I'm expecting a tough game.
Blake, maybe those of us in the media make too much out of this season. It's still a good season by anyone else's standards other than Alabama's. Mm-hmm. What's it been like on campus to see five games come down to the final couple of seconds, four of those on the final play, to see Alabama lose a couple of games and, for the most part, be knocked out of the national championship race?
I mean, it's been really different, honestly, because you'd think the last couple years when Alabama's had quarterbacks such as Tua Tagovailoa and Mac Jones, Alabama's been used to blowing teams out by 20, 30 points throughout the season. Not a lot of close games unless it's against maybe a Georgia in the SEC championship or a close playoff game. So I think just from the perspective of students on campus, they're not really used to it. A lot of people are a little, I would say, probably nervous when it comes to all of the close games. A lot of my friends have told me like their hearts can't really take another close game. But I think they're excited. I still think obviously there's a lot of energy behind the Iron Bowl, and anytime you have Alabama and Auburn playing, it's going to be a really exciting game. I know a lot of fans are hoping that Alabama can just take care of business and maybe cover the spread, win by a couple touchdowns. But who knows? The Iron Bowl, a lot of things can happen.
Ashley, in terms of the disappointment this year, is it felt on campus, or are students a little bit more resilient than us adults?
I think there's a little bit of disappointment on campus. Like Blake said, we're used to high-powered offensive teams that are blowing out other teams by 20, 30 points. So I think a lot of the fans are used to seeing that, and they're a little disappointed that a lot of games have come close and we've lost games. Alabama's lost games maybe that they should have won. So I think it's a general air of disappointment, but I do think they're pretty excited about tomorrow's game with the Iron Bowl coming up.
Blake, I don't know what's happened to me, guys. I apologize. I'm not used to Alabama losing either. Ashley Woods and Blake Beiler with us, two young student reporters. Blake, let's talk about Nick Saban for a second, because I mean, I had the privilege of covering the end of Bear Bryant's tenure, and as a young person, a couple of years older than you, I was like, I can't believe I'm getting to witness this. What is it like for a young person to be witnessing the greatest coach in college football history?
It's honestly surreal. And like I feel that surrealness every time I'm like maybe in a press conference room or getting to like be close and watch what I would consider the greatest coach of all time. For example, like when I was growing up, 2009, Alabama's first championship under Nick Saban, I was just 7 years old. Mm. And so I grew up in Birmingham, so I grew up watching Alabama, and all I've known is Saban's dominance on the college football gridiron. So just to be like in the same room as him, getting to watch and see up close kind of how he speaks, the way he carries himself, it's really surreal to be able to be close to a program like that.
Ashley, when you hear some talk, well, maybe there is a shifting of the tide, not to use the pun. You got Kirby Smart over there with a championship, one of the protégés, the most successful protégé. Do you sense that, or are we still a little bit too close to the sun here in trying to figure all this out?
Yeah, I do sense that there may be a little bit of a shifting of the tide, not to use the pun like you just did.
I'll take the credit for it.
There is a little bit of a shift. I think a lot of that has to do with NIL and, you know, the transfer portal is allowing students to kind of restart their college careers at different places. So maybe there's a little bit of a shift. I'm not sure if it's happening so rapidly as we're trying to put out. Maybe it'll still take a couple of years to really see if the tide is shifting. But I do sense a little bit like the competition becoming more spread out, where it's not just Alabama and the rest of the field.
Well, as you said, Blake, a couple of years ago, the games weren't even close. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is not even fair. And now it's gotten to be too fair. If you're an Alabama fan, let me talk to both of you before you go. I guess this is the elder in me wanting to know what young reporters and editors are doing with themselves. I know you're the assistant at the school paper, Blake. Where are you in school, and what's left for you?
Well, I'm a junior, and I'll be graduating next December, in December of 2023. I'm currently
waiting for the football season.
I'm the assistant sports editor at the Crimson White. I'll actually be taking over as sports editor in about a month or so, because my sports editor, Austin Hannon, who I believe you've spoken
sure.
with before, he'll be graduating. I'm also interning at BamaCentral.com, where I'm also getting more experience covering other sports in the Alabama beat. I will be continuing with them whenever I graduate, and I'm really excited to keep going.
What I mean, I know it's a little bit down the road, but I'm sure the folks who are footing the bill here are asking, like, what's next for you? What would you like to do ultimately?
I'd like to continue covering Alabama or anything. Honestly, just continuing to be sports journalism covering. That is my passion. I love being able to write and tell stories through the lens of sports. And so I plan to be continuing doing that with BamaCentral.com.
And Ashley, you moved on to the 1956 magazine, so I guess I don't need to ask you quite as specifically what you're going to do after the school paper, but what would you ultimately like to do with your career?
Yeah, so I have about a year and a half left of college, so after I graduate, I do hope to get back. I haven't really left sports journalism, honestly. I do hope to continue covering sports, whether that's women's basketball, football, whatever life may take me after graduation, but I would like to continue to work in sports journalism.
Well, I say this all the time, but you know, getting to know the young reporters to me is one of the absolute highlights of doing these shows on campus. It's so energizing. And what I take great pride in to say to both Blake and Ashley is that you two, I think back to my state at the same point I was that you are now. I was clueless. I had no idea what I was going to do. And that showed in the first couple of years of my career. So I really do admire young people who have at least a part of the map planned out.
Yes, sir. Yes,
congratulations
sir.
To both of you.
Thank you.
Great to have Blake Byler from the CNW and Ashley Woods making her fifth and by no means her final appearance on the Fine Bomb Show. We'll be right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We got big day tomorrow. Marty McGee at 9 and then SEC Nation. 10 a.m. Eastern Time. 9 local right here. And hosting tomorrow morning will be Laura Rutledge.
I like how you said that. SEC Nation. That was cool.
Dashes.
A little extra pizzazz.
What's going
there.
On? We missed you last week.
I missed you guys. I'm so happy to be back. It doesn't feel right when I'm not with my family, which, I was with my actual family, but I feel like you guys are my other family.
So for those who are always itching and bugging me on the streets, tell us, let's get behind the scenes with the Laura Rutledge family. You've been in Alabama for a couple of days.
Yes. So my husband's family is in Coleman, Alabama. So we have been in Coleman. We had Thanksgiving.
That's right near Holly Pond, by the way.
Yes, exactly. I saw that sign. We had Thanksgiving at G. Shug's house. That's my husband's grandma. Jean Sugarts is her name, but we call her G. Shug. So that was fun. And
she's not an entertainer, G. Shug.
She could put on a show.
I've heard she cooked so much good stuff yesterday.
She was putting on a show. But yes, we did that yesterday. Got to see the Rutledge family and the Sugarts family, which was great. And then I came on over here today. I'm sure that was riveting for everybody. Paul, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you have a big meal?
It was nothing like hanging out with D. Shug, but it was quiet.
You can come next year if you want.
Yeah. I know.
You're invited. Open invitation.
Is that a standard when you can be in this when you're in this part of the world?
Yeah, usually. Yeah, totally. When we're in Alabama, we gotta stop by Coleman. It's not that far. Anybody who's from this area knows 45 minutes ish north of Birmingham. The whole deal. It's a good spot.
So anyway, we made it to the Iron Bowl.
Honestly, this sounds like an old lady thing to say, which I basically am an old lady, so it's fine. But absolutely. I can't believe it's already here.
Are you 30 yet?
I am. I turned 34 this year. I'm like an old fart now.
34.
That's why you're like sick of me now because you're like, she's old.
34, that's old for me.
Well, there is, some people do have that cutoff.
Really?
Like they say people.
Is there somewhere in the 30s where it hits?
Right. Like if you're past, for some people it's like 25, but for you. And there is an age gap thing for some. And I'm talking about just purely friendships here. But I'm obviously mature for my age. So, that's why you have embraced me even in my younger years. But yeah, I might be aging out of your qualifications.
I am not dismissive of friends, no matter how old or young they are. I don't have that many. That's probably the overriding.
You got to hold on to them when you got them.
It's not about age.
Well, you can't get rid of me. So but you know that.
Anyway.
Okay, but really quick. So what was your Thanksgiving meal?
A little bit offbeat. We're not disclosing it yet.
Oh.
For security reasons.
Oh, well, did you eat like some meat that's not okay?
Buffalo steak.
Did you eat like contraband,
No, no. It was just a little less traditional than usual.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Yeah. Not turkey, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm okay on turkey. I'm not like wild about it.
No, not everybody is a huge turkey fan. Yeah. I'm included. I had chicken yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Is that bad to say?
No, chicken's part of the same. I guess it's chicken.
It's poultry,
it's chicken,
right?
Yeah, chicken and turkey.
It's a bird. Oh my goodness! Look at this baby back here. She's got her little belly out and her tutu on. Oh. Hey. She's so cute.
So do we have a video of baby Reese at the Thanksgiving?
Well, Reese.
At Shug Daddy's.
Yeah. G-Shugs. Yeah, Reese was loving it. She doesn't.
By the way, I do this irritate. There are a few people out there that are this. This drives crazy. That drives them crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I know. People are so annoyed with us all the time. It's fine. Yeah. By the way, if you are annoyed, we're doing this for you. So, yeah, Reese loved it. She was into it. Loves a big gathering. You know, she's a real party girl. So she was about it. And she had a big pick this week because she's picking the Iron Bowl. Oh. So we'll find out tomorrow who she takes. But, yeah, she was enjoying it. Uh-oh, we got some real Tide votes.
Yeah, there's usually not much mystery with the daddy being a nightmare.
He had nothing to do with it. He walked away. And at this point, this year, I mean, for people, no one really cares. But for people wondering, you know, before we start her pick every week, I ask her who she wants to take, and she tells me. So she gets to decide, and she, you know, whatever it is that day that is tickling her fancy, that's who she goes with. She's been pretty good. She had a rough stretch early on, and then she's been on a winning streak ever since.
It's been a tough season.
Sounds like you with your picks, Paul. I mean, golly, how right or wrong have you been? I'm not even sure.
Pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that backfired on me.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out who you're picking tomorrow.
I'm going with Auburn.
Oh, let's go. What are we going to do with this guy?
I don't normally like to give it away because, you know, the whole coffin thing was under wraps, but I've got one tomorrow that will blow you away.
Oh, like a big surprise.
Just think about this. I'm picking Auburn, and they're going to go, "Where's Paul?" Remember, I still
always.
I'm still here. I still heard that in the coffin.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to look, and coming right over there,
oh,
driving in is going to be me driving a Cadillac.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you just gave the whole thing away. Oh. By the way, it's one thing to
driving
tease
a,
SEC
and Cadillac
Nation.
Is going to be sitting with me.
Oh, you're driving him in all the way from Birmingham. Look at you, Paul. Are you driving?
They've asked him to drive.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that sounds great. By the way, now we can't do any of that because you just gave it all away. So you may have to change your pick to Alabama.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. In fact, now that you're saying it out loud, I'm kind of mad that you apparently are not doing that.
No,
so we might have to do a version of it.
I'm not, but I just, I wanted.
You're so creative sometimes.
Yeah. It really hit me at the last second.
Hey, who do you think is going to be the next head coach at Auburn? This is crazy, right?
I should ask you because you and Lane are.
Well, I mean, who knows what he's doing, right? Like, I don't think.
We're part of one of his. How do you describe? he has many of these, but we're part of one of his text groups.
Yeah, we're in a text group with him. We're in the group chat, right? Thank you. It has gone radio silent over these last few days.
He's probably watching right now going.
Hey, Coach. You know, here's the thing. I do think that there is a world, and this is, and I'm not reporting this, people, but there is probably a world where Auburn says, whether we agree with this or not, let's pump the brakes on some things here. Let's let today play out. Let's let tomorrow play out. Not even that the game factors in necessarily with what happens with the coaching situation, but still give Cadillac his moment with this team. Give the team their moment. That he deserves it. His staff deserves it. What they've done with this team. And then Sunday would be the day to watch.
But I wonder, right? I have had some of the smartest people in the industry say this. Indicate if Cadillac wins that game, they need to hire him. But on the other hand, this coaching search has been going on for weeks.
Yeah, I don't.
How do you conduct a coaching search and then allow a football game to dictate who your next coach is?
So I'm completely with you there.
I think it was Ross Bjork.
Right.
He was the athletic director
that's a good point.
At Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And on Matt Luke won the Egg Bowl. He gave him the job.
And he gave him the job. I actually did that game. And it was so interesting because going into that Egg Bowl, we kind of felt like Matt Luke had a chance if he won the Egg Bowl. But it didn't feel – and you remember how that coaching search was going and how things were trending. And all of a sudden – popular opinion and the way that they won the game. And it was a whole thing. And he's hoisting the Egg Bowl trophy. And yeah, boom, here we go. The interesting thing I would say too, Paul, in all of this is I don't think that John Cohen, the AD, is a guy that would be influenced by the game. I think he's been very thorough so far in this search, and I think he'll continue that way, which he should.
He should.
They need to nail this, right?
You know, I thought of you last night watching the Egg Bowl, and I was trying to remember how many years ago is that just finished Thanksgiving. At that time, I did eat turkey. I think the game was in College Station.
Oh, that's right. And I climbed to the top of the thing.
You were like climbing to the top of the stage.
Trying to get a comment from Joe Oliva.
And that was that.
That was the LSU A&M game on Thanksgiving a few years ago. And that was a game. Remember Tom Herman? All the rumors in the first quarter the news broke that Tom Herman's coming to LSU.
Right.
Now, Ed Orgeron, another interim, interestingly enough, on the field, you know, coaching the game, and this news breaks to Tom Herman. Now, in the aftermath of that, everybody now knows, well, Tom Herman and his agent were kind of putting some of that out there to try to rack up the money elsewhere and the whole thing and the Texas situation, all that. So we get the news. So I'm like, well, the AD is in this building. If anyone's been to College Station and been to Kyle Field, that stadium is huge. I climbed like 16 flights of stairs and went to try to. I climbed up them. There was an elevator. I found that out later. That was fun to find out.
You didn't realize there was an elevator to
No. I wonder, like, I mean, Paul, you know, common sense is not my strongest suit. But anyway, so get up there. We try to get the comment. Of course, he doesn't want to give a comment. Totally respect that. But then we were trying to get, you know, the information out there so fast that I was up on some ledge, basically, outside of that staircase. That's the report you're talking about that we did, you know, basically saying no comment. Toot, toot.
I don't remember your memory of it may be better than mine. I don't remember Oliva being overly cordial.
He did not love that I was there. Nope. That wasn't. That was an interesting day for me. Interesting few days afterward for that. But, you know, as you know, Paul, when it comes to journalism, when it comes to reporting, we have a job to do. And we owe that to the fans, right? Yeah. Everyone's looking for the information. You know that you've got the guy who would be hiring this coach in the stadium. You got to try.
If that had been Kiffin, he would have been live tweeting from the field. Saying, why is Laura Rutledge up there?
Yeah, or he would have been like, before I could get the report out, he would have been like, I just refused to comment to Laura Rutledge's question. but you know, you brought up how people can be influenced, these ADs can be influenced by winning these rivalry games. It was kind of similar in that case, too, right, where Ed Orgeron ended up getting the job. Now, some of it had to do with Herman kind of spiting them and using LSU.
Well, yeah, Oliva, as I remember it, as the story basically said, he told Herman's people, we're done. We're not.
Yes.
And he ended up, I said he got stuck with Orgeron. He did win a national championship.
I mean, you know, what are you going to do? But, yeah, this is going to be fascinating what happens
at
Auburn.
That's why I thought when this reporter tweeted whatever he did out of Mississippi the other day that the story would be on Friday. There was almost no way the story was ever going to come out on Friday.
Well, not after the information's come out that it's going to be on Friday. I mean, everyone can just hold it. You know, there's no real difference between Friday and Sunday, except for that you do have the result of the Iron Bowl at that point. And whether I firmly believe that, at least right now, that does not factor in to this hiring. But things, as we know, can change so quickly in this coaching search and coach hiring world. You never know. It could.
Well, the common sense of big-time athletics gets run over by the emotion of a fan base clamoring for somebody, and it's happened many, many
times. That was so well said. I actually am going to write that down. I might say it tomorrow and pretend like I made it up. Thank you.
I look forward to that.
Yep. You're so smart.
What time's that show on tomorrow?
Well, I don't know, Paul. You know, sometimes we're not sure where Paul is, and the show's about to start. It'll be 9 a.m. local, by the way.
Okay.
The show's about to start, and we're like, has anyone seen Paul? I mean, the whole where's Paul thing is actually a very real question that's asked often. You know what we were talking about today that was funny? I know we have to go to break. Remember that time a couple years ago when you were having travel issues and you were trying to like rebook your flight and it was during the show, but no one had cut your mic. And
so
you're on the phone.
Well,
you're like,
I remember it was
you think I can make this flight? You know, I'm like, Paul, hello. Is that you?
It was in Baton Rouge, and just found out they had shut down the New Orleans airport.
Yes, that's what it was.
And I had a real issue. I was trying to get to Connecticut someplace.
Well, I know how hard it is to get to Connecticut.
And it wasn't easy. And I was literally booking it, and then finally Marcus Spears said, what are you doing?
It was so funny. I'm sure. I mean, obviously, you don't think that you're on air, but, you know, listen. In fact, we're lucky that live mics don't catch us saying crazier things, because we say them. Anyway.
They don't. They have me.
I know.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Believe me. I do.
And by the way, it wasn't mine wasn't some faux pas that I said, that Nick Saban is. It was. It would have been better had I criticized the coach. I was talking about the people I worked with.
He was talking about me.
I was
fine. He said it all to my face. It's all good.
Anyway, Laura, great to see you again.
It's so good to see you.
We missed
you
last week.
Back. I'm so happy to be back.
And we'll see you next week in Atlanta when the whole world
will convene. Oh, my goodness. I
can't
believe it. That's going to be so fun. SEC Championship. Hey, we got a ton of shows, too. That's going to be a blast. Are you going to be there?
I'm actually not going to be.
Oh, look at this topiary. Oh, my goodness.
We're back. We're live in Tuscaloosa.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back in Tuscaloosa as we continue here on a Friday afternoon. Let me go to Ricky next in Mississippi. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
What's up, Ricky?
By the way, Taylor Hicks, man, he got some pretty good chops on that harp, man.
Yeah, he can play the harmonica. He's a very gifted musician.
Yeah, I can tell, man. He reminds me of this guy in Jackson, Fingers Taylor, a very good harmonica player. But what I was calling about was the Egg Bowl. And you know, I know it doesn't get the pub like the Iron Bowl does, or you know, Ohio State and Michigan, but it just has this feel, this hometown feel, and the backstories behind the players. Because I, you know, like Mingo and Rogers, who played high school ball together, you know, and
yeah,
now they're
right
on opposite teams, and it just those interesting things like that. And Malik Heath coming from Mississippi State and transferring. And I just thought that those backstories, you know, I think that makes rivalries so interesting. Just like Tim Tebow was saying, these guys played against each other and played with one another in high school and they all went their separate ways or whatever, and some played together. But I just thought it was a pretty good game. That's one thing about rivalry games as well, is that, you know, expect the unexpected.
I'm really glad, because I think Mike Leach does not get much credit, and I don't know what his future looks like. I mean, there's a lot of speculation about, you know, how much longer he wants to be in the game. That was a significant win for him. Whatever he does, that's going to be his career at Mississippi State will be defined by last night.
Another thing, you know, and I was going to ask you about that too, you know, by Cohen leaving, going to Auburn, and will Leach, you know, the next AD come in, will he want to bring his own guy in, or whatever? I guess it depends on how Leach does next year, I guess.
Well, I think by winning last night, Leach has really calmed some people down. And I don't need to tell you, Ricky, you're a State fan, how important that win was. But Lee, you don't know with Leach. You don't know what he's interested in. You don't know really. I mean, he's one of the least predictable people I've ever met in coaching. So I'm just not 100% sure. I mean, he could walk in tomorrow and say, "I'm going to sail the seven seas," and it wouldn't be that surprising to me. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, Mary is in Texas. Right. Thanks, Ricky. Mary, go right ahead.
Yes, hi, Paul. I'm from Abilene, Texas. My name is Mary Dansby, and I'm just wondering why you and Stephen A. Smith and all the other analysts have no respect for TCU right now. My God, Sonny deserves a pat on the back, and his team is awesome. I just want to know, why hasn't he received the respect that other teams have?
Well, first of all, I respect Sonny Dykes, and I knew his dad, and I know him, and I think he's done a phenomenal job. I think what people misunderstand is we're not disrespecting TCU proper. We're comparing and contrasting TCU to some of the other schools that are in the running for the CFP. Thanks for the call. Larry is up next. Hey, Larry, go right ahead.
Hey, Fine Bomb, what are you doing?
Just hanging out in Tuscaloosa, Larry. You should be down here.
Yeah, baby, I wish I was, man. I'd like to shake your hand, buddy, and tell you thank you for a good year. It's almost over, but I really have enjoyed the year, Paul. I've had a good time, man. I mean, you've done a good job. I know I'm hard on you at times, but you're as hard on me, worse than I am on you. I mean, but we all good, man. You know what?
Well, Larry, I'm glad. I feel good about that. And let's have a good year. We need one in this crazy world that we live in. We should. But thank you very much, Larry. Ken is up next. Hey, Ken, go right ahead.
How's it going, Paul?
Very well, Ken. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Great to be on the show. You're one hard son of a gun to get in touch with because of your popularity and tremendous job that you've done over the years. I agree with Ricky. Taylor Hicks has got some chops when it comes to the harmonica. I play harmonica a little bit myself. I wouldn't play it around Taylor because he wouldn't know whether to laugh or cry. But I enjoy and appreciate a good harmonica player and a gifted musician. And how serious do you think he was about fans helping him with lyrics, as far as suggesting lyrics? Excuse me.
I don't know if he was serious. I was serious because I once participated in writing a song, Ken. It was a fabulous experience. I mean, I went up to Muscle Shoals and one of the famous studios there with an accomplished and successful songwriter. We did write a song together, and I think the audience would have a blast if we could just chalk out a good amount of time one day and have Taylor up there with it. Hey, thank you so much, Ken. We'll continue that conversation as we head to the break here. We are live in Tuscaloosa. Obviously, the weekend has begun, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Marty Party has arrived.
Marty
great to see
in the
you.
House.
What is up, Marty?
Man, I'm excited for this one, brother. It's always great to be at the Iron Bowl. Doesn't matter where we are, which town, doesn't matter what the records are. This one always has so much excitement, and it matters so much to the people in this state. And I'm thoroughly impressed with Auburn since Cadillac took over. He has those guys galvanized. He has them passionate. They're running the football downhill with a lot of physicality. And Coach Saban has preached that to his team this week, that we have to match that intensity. And in speaking with those guys at Alabama, they're really impressed with the energy that the team's had this week. They're diligent this week. They seem to be tremendously focused. And that hadn't been the case in every single week this season. So I think Coach Saban's really confident. He'll be on Marty and McGee tomorrow morning around 9:45 Eastern time, so we can ask him ourselves kind of where his head is as they head into this weekend. But I wanted to just share something real quick that I'm going to have on SEC Nation tomorrow. We have an amazing feature. A great producer and friend of Paul and mine, Damian Esparza, and I have done a piece on the Operation Iron Ruck. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but this is military veterans from both Auburn University and the University of Alabama who participate in a 151-mile ruck march with 22 pounds on their back. And one reason they do that is it's awareness for veteran suicide, which is something that we should all be aware of, and something that these guys are doing such an amazing job to raise awareness there with Operation Iron Ruck, and we'll have that feature tomorrow on SEC Nation.
Yeah, we had a retired general on the other day on Veterans Day, and he alluded to that as being, as you know, by far one of the most serious issues that face veterans.
It is, and I actually have a stat here. This, as we started to work through this piece and learn about what these veterans are going through, this stat is unbelievable to me. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for post 9/11 veterans in the United States of America, with 125,000 veterans taking their own lives since 2001. And these are the heroes that fight for our freedom and that sacrifice every day so that we can be free. So what these guys do is they deliver the game ball. They bring the game ball from one campus to the other campus. So deliver the game ball for the Iron Bowl. So appreciate what those guys are doing, and look forward to meeting a bunch of them tomorrow. They'll be at the set with us at SEC Nation.
Yeah, I wanted to make one reference to a Veterans Day piece you had. I was, I think, in the hotel room a couple weeks ago, and I about came apart when you had the veteran FaceTiming with Jack Nicklaus. I thought that was one of the most extraordinary things I've seen.
Thank you. Yes, his name is Sergeant Aaron Silton. He was a Marine Raider and was engaged in a firefight in Afghanistan, and took a sniper round through his jaw here, the left jaw, ripped his tongue off, and went out his carotid artery on the other side, and had a bunch of strokes between the battlefield and them getting him to the hospital, spent more than a year in rehab, and ultimately found the game of golf, and the game of golf saved his life. And so I reached out to Mr. Nicklaus and asked him if he would invite Sergeant Silton to American Dunes, which is the amazing course up in Michigan that the folks at Folds of Honor built and Mr. Nicklaus designed and did that. And I tell you, Paul, you and I engage in a lot of different people every day, but when I saw Sergeant Silton remove his hat when he saw Mr. Nicklaus, I just it's as good as it gets. And man, I'm full of gratitude just to get to spend the time in fellowship with that guy. What a stud, what a hero.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Marty.
Makes you feel small.
Your encounter, and yeah, obviously there's a lot of famous people that you know and are friends with, but it's really the people that we've never heard of until you bring out that probably tug at me the most.
Well, one thing that was such a keen reminder of for me, that specific story, and even what we're doing here with Operation Iron Ruck, is we engage in people on a daily basis, and we consider what they are, not who they are.
Right.
And it's such a reminder that all of us are going through something. Everybody's going through something. And if we just take a moment maybe to learn their story and ask about their life, it might have a profound impact on them when they need that feeling of hope. And Sergeant Silton certainly reminded me of that, because, I mean, this is a guy who's teaching people about their golf swing. He's selling them golf clubs. And, he has a bit of a speech issue because of the strokes that he had. And you wouldn't know why unless you asked. And then if you ask and you learn what a hero he is for all of us, you can learn so much about his life. And I'm full of gratitude for him.
Incredible. And I thank you again for sharing all of that with us.
Thank you for your kind words. Paul sent me the nicest note that morning via text, and it just meant so much to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. We'll see more tomorrow morning on Marty and McGee, plus a visit by Nick Saban. We're not done here yet. We still have a long way to go, another hour with a number of people, including Cole, will join us in a couple of minutes, Stephen M. Smith, Chris Doering, and more of your phone calls as we head toward the final hour in Tuscaloosa.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.